You're listening to the Let's Be Real podcast. Now, here's your host, Andy Hughes.
Our guest right now is dedicated to making young athletes overcome adversity. He's the owner and head advisor of Edge 90 LLC. Let's welcome Vince Duffy to the Let's Be Real podcast. Vince, how are you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's really awesome to have you on here. And before we talk a little bit about Edge 90, I'd just like to get to know a little bit more about you. What was your path like to getting to where you are now? Obviously, you've played a lot of sports growing up. How did you get to this point where now you're the owner and head advisor of Edge 90?
Yeah, I'm first real excited to be here. Thanks for having me on. But the two words that I would come up with was adversity and hard work. It's been a long path, but the principle that's guided me was, you know, your pain becomes your purpose becomes your passion becomes your profession. So we're here today. So I'm a big quote person, so I'll keep
that's good.
Them.
We like quotes here on the podcast, so we'll be sure to post those.
Yep.
Now, as I mentioned, as a kid growing up, you played a lot of sports. You played baseball, football, and basketball all through high school. Clearly, you have a love for sports. Where did that passion for sports come from?
Yeah, at an early age, my dad, big influence on sports. He was a high school football coach for many years, so coach's son mentality. Just remember being out in the field when I was three, running around. You know, throwing the football, getting the water, picking up towels and whatnot. So just been a big passion. It's, you know, a lifestyle turned into a sport. So just the coaching atmosphere, being around it, being a student of the game, and just love playing.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite among those three? Or
Baseball was my biggest, my favorite sport, but a little rocky road as my career went along. But yeah, I still love baseball, but all three of them really follow them thoroughly throughout. So
yeah, absolutely. No, and you know, you mentioned that baseball is your favorite. You received multiple scholarships to play collegiate baseball, which isn't easy to do, by the way. I know from playing myself. In your senior year of high school, you suffered a bad ACL injury, and that really changed a lot for you when it came to your playing career. How hard was that, and how did you overcome that? Because I'm sure that was really tough.
Yeah, to actually give you the full story and backtrack here a little bit, my junior year, I actually didn't play basketball because I wanted to focus on solely baseball. And, you know, that was my best shot against scholarships. I actually got the yips. I developed the yips. So I actually missed my whole junior year trying to fight through it, which I didn't know it was the yips at the time. I had no understanding what it was, like a lot of people do. Just thought it was a shoulder injury. And I couldn't even throw the ball back to the pitcher from third to first. Then I played summer ball, fought through it, hit really well, got a lot of looks and letters in the mail. Then senior year, basketball season, didn't play football, played baseball in the fall again just to get back in the groove. Tore my ACL first day of practice.
Oh, man.
So that kind of put a hold to everything, kind of lost all interest in my scholarships. So I had to like reinvent myself, put together my own recruiting tape, sent it out to every coach I could, got three offers and chose Clarion University. That's basically how it ended up. But as we move forward, the Clarion overcame the yips, haven't really played with my ACL, my knee for almost 2 years now. Was doing well. Fall practice came good. Was battling for that number two catch position, weekend catcher. Just really couldn't get back with my knee. Just, you know, blocking balls.
Yeah, it's a lot of work on the knees.
Squatting. Yeah. But did well. Was throwing good. Came into the season. Yips came back. So I had to take a red shirt, work through it, contact a sports psychologist. Dr. Tom Hansen worked with the Texas Rangers, Boston Red Sox, all around the league, well known. Played summer ball, was good. Came back. Coach was like, with the scholarship money, we really can't trust you. I really don't know what's going on. I've heard of the yips, but I don't understand it. We have to take you off scholarship. You can walk on or transfer. And just over that period of time where it was almost, you know, my junior year all the way to my sophomore year of college, I just had enough mental fatigue, not just much physical, but just mentally drained from the game. Kind of lost love of the game for a while there, and it's led me to this passion of sports psychology and performance psychology. So
Yeah, well, that, I mean, like you said, people with sports always talk about the physical stuff, but mentally that had to be tough. How did you overcome that mentally, just getting through all that?
It was a long, long battle. Now that I reflect back on it, just a lot of time, I call it you versus you, you looking yourself in the mirror, just overcome that adversity. You know, another quote, adversity causes people to break or others to break records.
Yeah.
So just up to the challenge, and that really shifted my focus to graduate college early. And I made a promise to myself that I've had since on my resume since my sophomore year was help individuals reach their peak performance in life, because I always felt that I didn't reach my like peak potential within baseball that I would love to. But if I can help others not go through what I went through alone, that's my goal and that's been my mission.
That's an amazing mission, and congratulations on the success so far. That's a tremendous way to kind of turn everything around that you went through. Now, as I said, we talk about how important it is to have all the physical things on track, but how important is it to have good mental health to succeed in sports? Because to me, that's half the battle. It's not just about all the physical stuff.
Right, and the one thing I just want to sidetrack on is I'm trying to flip the script on the whole mental health stigma. And I like the term mental wellness.
Mental wellness.
Because wellness is the key to everything. We just don't think of wellness as just physical or dieting or things like that. It should be your mental wellness and well-being as well.
Yep.
And to answer your question about that, it's everything. Whether you're playing sports, business, student, your thoughts control everything. You know, if you don't have a good thought process or mindset, success rate usually is low. And just in sports, athletics, we don't want to be thinking out there. You want to react. You know, you want to be quick. You want to just let your talent, your abilities, your self-confidence take over. And I think it's the number one thing that athletes that separates you from being good to great, great to, you know, All-State, Hall of Famer. It's the mental side.
Yeah, absolutely. And after your playing career ended, you jumped into sports psychology, like you said. What were some of the biggest lessons that you learned from that? Because that's kind of a different perspective going from a player, and now, you know, you're trying to work on having other players succeed and help them.
Well, I actually look at it from just not an educational standpoint, but really separates me is I'm a big believer that experience is the best teacher.
No.
So it's been a big blessing and a curse from having the yips.
Yeah.
And getting through it so I understand that mind frame and all the long that comes with it, just, you know, being sad, angry, all those key emotions, but also the ACL injury is how to face adversity. And just as long as my education, but my experience and what I've been through over that course of years really set me up for my success and really has separated me from all the other sports psych people out there, performance psych people. Because I've felt it, I've been through it, I understand what's going on in your shoes. I've walked those shoes. So, and that's what I tell people and clients, like, hey, I understand, I can relate to you. There's, you know, there's that empathy there. So,
yep, absolutely. And that was just something I was going to bring up. And in the Be Real, the E stands for empathy. And how important is that? We talked with Michael McHenry on this podcast a little while ago, and how important empathy is. That's got to be something that you can really preach to people and really helps you in all of your interactions.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just all about, you know, you say the title of this podcast is Being Real, but I just call it being you.
Yeah.
You know, just relating everything to you, because at the end of the day, I can advise you, consult you, or anybody else, whether you're watching an inspirational post, motivational post. But at the end of the day, it's all about you. It's you versus you in the mirror.
Right.
You do want to make that change. And I hope people start relating mental wellness into their routine. And that's what I'm trying to promote here.
Absolutely. And now I want to jump back to after school now. So you start the Edge 90. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you do in Edge 90?
Yeah. So Edge 90, go back to the name here, is coaches always say we need to get that edge over our opponents.
Yep.
But, you know, what is that edge? And it's always like, we need to be physical. We need to be tough. But it's most of the time that mental edge, just like coaches strategically game planning to win. The chess versus checkers analogy, you know, always thinking one step ahead. And 90 comes from the yogiism, baseball is 90% mental, the other half physical.
Yeah, so that's so where the name comes from.
Edge 90 came from that. I just thought that up one day, and I was like, yeah, we'll roll with that.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but basically my mission, my story comes from, we were just challenged by a question, and that was just, how can I help you become the best you can be? And that kind of relates to my mission statement since I was a sophomore in college in my objective box. And then Edge 90's mission is just, we're the first system to take a positive, proactive approach in giving you a competitive edge in life. What we've done is combined mental wellness and performance psychology and tied those into one. And the whole driving part is just advising you with these tools that we give you to just be the best you. And it's for the listeners out there, it's pretty simple. It's just taking the program, takes 10 to 15 minutes one time as a baseline. Then each week, it's just forming positive habits. It takes 2 to 5 minutes to take the test. And it's tailor-made to the individual. So it's everything that you're going through at that situation. And it doesn't have to be negative. It's positive. How we want to grow or how do we want to improve? It's not always the negative. There's always positive. That's why I want to take this positive, proactive approach. And it's just all about becoming the best you can be. And just form these good habits to form a positive lifestyle.
Now, if I was an athlete and I came to you and I was interested, what are some of the things that you offer? Is it more, you know, like a meeting, or are there actual tools that you give people so that they can kind of do it on their own? Like, how does the process all work?
Yeah, so it's simply three steps. So basically, I do a free consultation. We'll meet probably in person. Just go over, because it is a new program. From everything I've learned in the business world, what's going out there. But basically, just meet, just run through the program. It's very simple. A link is just sent through your phone once a week. Like I said, the weekly form takes 2 to 5 minutes to fill out once a week.
Yeah.
You get, I call it a reflection, just a professional reflection of the data we collect, of these seven key elements of mindset and emotion. And we just give you this toolbox that's tailor-made to you. So for example, just say you're struggling with, you know, anxiousness or just nervous, maybe a technique such as a breathing technique. Taking this proactive approach so it doesn't snowball into, you know, panic attacks, performance anxiety. At the end of the day, all I'm asking you is, how are you doing? I'm caring for you. I'm loving for you. And just trying to help you become the best you can be. That's just, I keep reverting back to it, but that's the goal in life.
No, that's amazing. And you've gotten the chance to work with a lot of local athletes, and even coaches have started to use this as well. How rewarding has this whole experience been, you know, when you look back and, you know, when you got injured and where you are now and you've been have the opportunity to help so many people?
It's been past like couple months has been pretty humbling just to look back and just actually just look up and see how much progress we made. It's been pretty crazy just to see the positive experience, or just people reaching out to me, or these local athletes being like, wow, thank you. Just kind of like the fruits of the labor being rewarded a little bit. And I go back to that like pain and purpose stuff, but it's just been awesome to see just performance increase and just people start to have the confidence and believe in themselves and succeed. Success in their life is very rewarding. But I've also worked with two younger clients that I want to mention, not name, but 11, 12 year old that were student athletes, but just dealing with some, you know, some anxieties or stresses. And to actually just hear them like have positive impact on a young kid. It's what I wish I would have had, you know, going through that and just flipping the script and role reversal. And that's been my biggest like moment that I've been like, I'm doing something right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's rewarding. So.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I know when I was playing in high school, I could have used something like this. So it's really nice to have such a tool out there now.
Yeah, I get that all the time. I actually, when I first set up my first table, I was like, a couple of parents came up to me like, wow, you're like 30 years too late. I wish I would have had you. Or where were you 5 years ago? My oldest son could have used this. So it's just been like, so I'm here now.
Well, no, it's great. I mean, it's really taken off. And, you know, one thing I'd like to talk about, you work with a bunch of different sports, not just baseball. Do you think that there's a different culture in each of the sports? Like, have you noticed any significant differences between working with maybe a football player versus a baseball player? Have you seen any differences in sports or in the culture like that?
Yeah, just from a mental, I call it the mental fingerprint standpoint, just like the mental makeup of different athletes. Obviously, football players, more aggression. You got to find that equal balance. My favorite guy, who I looked up to, Tim Tebow. Just from a aggression standpoint, he's a very fiery guy. And I actually took this and incorporated in my program. But before games, he would listen to like Frank Sinatra to cool him down. So just little things like that, like basketball players, like how do you not utilize your energy until game time? Sometimes we get so hyped up or so anxious for the game that we lose track of our emotions and waste energy. But over the course of each sport, it all comes down to just being confident in yourself. But as far as a culture, I actually have a program called the Culture Calculator. And it actually calculates culture of a team, focusing on individuals' morale and giving that to a coach to allow them to see, hey, how's my players doing? How's my team doing? And breaking down that data
Wow, that's really cool.
to kind of see if there is a problem, kind of just fix it quickly instead of it snowballing and ruining a season.
Right, that could really affect
Or
the season.
how do I keep improving and growing as a team and a culture? Because like they say, it only takes like one bad apple to ruin a bunch. So like, and in sports, every win and loss counts. So
It does. Culture calculator, that's pretty cool. That's a really cool concept. Like, as a coach, I feel like that would
and
really
that's
be
what I've had a
helpful.
lot of success with just the coaches. Because a lot of coaches that I've talked to nowadays, it's like I can't even coach anymore. I have to be like a therapist, counselor. I don't even get to coach. I'm like, most of them like, that's my job. Let me do that for you. And the big thing about that is I call it like bridging communication gap. So if a player is dealing with something, maybe it's personal or academic, and as athletes, most of the time we're afraid to speak up on that or just have the ego principle where, we're just afraid that, in the whole mental health thing that like we don't want to be labeled or affect our playing time or whatnot. So it's just allowing the athletes to express themselves, and letting the coach know that something is going on. So maybe it's just a 5-minute conversation where it's like, hey, just come to my office, let's have a chat.
That can go a long way, though,
Right.
versus nothing.
Right. So it's just opening up that bridge of communication and just asking, how are you doing?
That's really what it comes down to, just talking,
Right.
not silence can be very loud and it can really be disruptive if you let it
Exactly.
bottle up. So I
Exactly.
think that's a really cool tool. Now, obviously, anything with coaching, it takes a lot of preparation. You really have to kind of do your homework in a way to, try to understand the person, get to know them a little bit. What are some of the things that you do to prepare for some of the sessions with an athlete or a coach that's looking to come on to Edge 90?
Yeah, so any person, whether it's an athlete, business professional, student, my program's pretty much it's tailor-made to the individual. So I built this program focused solely on the individual. So whoever takes it, I call it like a tailor-made suit. And I have one rule, always be honest and don't lie, because you're not lying to me, you're lying to yourself. And that's going
Absolutely.
to only affect the results and feedback that I give you or the custom suit that I've given you. I call it like a toolbox that's fit to you.
You're gonna rip a hole in
Right,
the
right. So like, make sure it fits to go
suit.
on that. But now that it's all about the individual. Everyone's different personalities, but we all have our own. We all focus on one thing, our mental mind, our mindset, and I make it towards make it impactful for the individual to succeed.
And that's something that's interesting about coaching is you could do something for somebody that works, but maybe for another person it doesn't work. So it's really important to really get to know the person.
Right, and like two analogies that I use when I just meet with people and I tell them about the program, make it simple is just say, me and you, I'm dealing with nerves or you're dealing with tension, so anxiousness, right? So I just can't throw up a technique that's going to fit for us both. I have to really, dive in through the program I've created, and it's going to trigger some key points that will give you a technique fit to you that I feel will work for you. And that's been a real key success in just making it about the individual.
Yep.
So
couldn't agree more. Now, I mentioned Michael McHenry earlier. We had him, and he was an unbelievable guest, great person overall. I saw that he participated in a youth baseball clinic with you not too long ago. How has he impacted your business? And just having him, having his support, that has to mean a lot to you.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty crazy story. I actually just favored a tweet on Twitter one day. He followed me. I followed him. I messaged him. And we sat down for what was supposed to be like a half hour meeting, turned into 3 hours. But he's been...
That doesn't surprise me, though.
No, no. But we just hit it off from the bat. I told him when I first met him, reading Rick Ankiel's book was the first time I kind of related or kind of like released like some thoughts about like the yips and having overcome it, because it was the first person to relate to. Mm-hmm. But sitting down with him was like the second thing. He just understood me, understood my vision of the business, but understood me as a person. Mm-hmm. But he's been not just a great mentor, business partner, but also just a great friend, turned into family almost. So
yeah,
it's just been an unbelievable experience with just learning from him.
Yeah, he definitely knows a lot, and former catcher as well,
right,
so that helps.
Right, right.
You can easily relate to him,
I'm sure.
Yeah,
and at the end of the day, it's just about caring
right.
for people, helping people out.
Exactly.
And I have this saying, it's help me, help you, help us.
Yep.
That's all we're trying to do, help people.
Yeah, no, I mean, it makes total sense that you guys are together, because I feel like some of the things that you say, I've heard Michael say, so, if, you know, there's a lot of, I can definitely see the chemistry there, so it's a good match. now, speaking of Edge 90, we kind of talked about you have a lot going on here in the past couple months. What are some of the things that are coming up, and what are some of your goals for the next year here?
Yeah, lots coming up. In a couple months here, we're going to be launching. Nothing's going to change, but just a few different platforms and situations where it's going to be a student-based program, which is going to focus solely on students, student-athletes, college, high school, middle school age, business professionals, which we've incorporated now, had the opportunity to speak at PNC Bank, work with them on the culture calculator within the greater Pittsburgh area, getting into a couple of school districts. So it's just been expanding. Allegheny Health Network, Sports Performance Division coming up here. Mm-hmm. So just trying to get the foot in the door anywhere we can, but a lot of new things coming up within the next couple months. So follow us on our pages, and we'll be sure to launch it, you know, for each individual so they can be matched up, I guess.
Yeah. Now, where can people find more information about Edge 90?
Yeah. So edge90.com, and then all social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, at Edge 90. So we're on all platforms.
Awesome. Well, yeah, definitely check that out, everybody listening here. And Vince, this was so much fun. Thanks for coming on. And I really look forward to seeing the athletes that you work with and the coaches succeed out there. You're doing amazing things. So thanks so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's been a joy.